Hey there, it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and today we are talking about wealth. And my question for you is, how would you define wealth for yourself? One thing I've noticed over the last few weeks is that with the domestic and global conflicts and tensions rising, a lot of us have become introspective, right? And actually, even maybe the last few years with the pandemic, we've been more and more introspective. And, you know, when I think about wealth and breaking it down in my own life and then also in those in my circles, you know, I know that we all have been mulling over what it looks like to ourselves. And for those who have none of it, for those who are suffering. And I really want to unpack this a little bit today because it means something to me and it means something to you and it means something different to somebody else, okay? So if you don't have the spoons for today's conversation, that's okay. Come back to this episode and you can return to it later. Not a problem. So when we talk about wealth for you, what does that look like? Let's define it. And this is going to sound a little woo-woo maybe, but like if we actually set aside the bills that we have to pay, and we're just doing it for a moment because they're definitely there, right? For so many of us. I keep thinking about work, right? What would we each do if money wasn't an issue or a need? Now, before you roll your eyes at me right now, I get it. I fully get it because you're like, yeah, right, Virginia, uh-huh. But I'll be very honest with you. This business, Feminine Sage Wisdom, is pretty much the top thing I would do if money wasn't ever an issue, right? Or resources weren't an issue, because this is my soul's work in a lot of ways. Another thing, just for fun, I would be a writer and a researcher because I just love doing those things and communicating in these ways. So that's my question for you. What would or what does wealth look like for you? And very specifically, what do you deem are, quote, riches? Now, let's talk about building wealth in your daily life, okay? So now that you've maybe thought of some details and you feel free to hit pause, that's okay. Think about how can you build this wealth in your daily life? And maybe instead of stacking more things on your plate, let's think about potentially replacing them if possible. And I know that's not always possible, but let's roll with this for just a second, okay? Identify the tasks or roles that make you feel drained or de-riched versus enriched. And if there is any way you can maybe remove them, consider it. Maybe you can only decrease their frequency right now. That's okay. Not all of us can just wipe a slate clean or start from scratch. Sometimes we need to get a plan and start with small steps. So when we get these steps and tasks down, again, thinking of these details, getting clear on that kind of stuff, let's think about how we can replace the draining vibes with more loving, enriched life energy. And then we can create a future of beauty in new ways. Now, let's wrap this up a little bit. Let's talk about creating wealth for your future. Now that we've thought together about how to define wealth for you and I, now think 3 years ahead, maybe even five if that's too short. Shit, even if you want 1 year ahead, it's okay, you do you. Now, here's a little exercise I want to share with you to keep your eye on kind of what you truly wish to build. First, imagine in all of your senses your wealthy future, okay? We need to write this down. We need to document what this entails and be incredibly specific. And I mean, we're talking, what are you smelling? What are you sensing? Do you see these things? Do you hear certain things or different conversations? Whatever your body friend needs and wants and desires, let's think about this specifically. Now let's throw some plot twists in there. This is point two. In other words, how will you adapt if this plan or dream changes a smidge? Because there's things out of our control, right? Okay. Finally, number three, allow yourself permission to change along the way. Each experience we have teaches us more about ourselves on a daily and moment-to-moment basis. So try to not be rigid that you can't change this idea or the steps you'd like to take. So let's just end this conversation today with a little bit of a bonus tip. Nobody can define your wealth to you. This is the life that you wish for, long for, and hope for. And to create this, as well as to create an equitable wealth together in the future that sustains all of us, we need to start defining it. We need to start getting this down on paper or device to really get clear on what happiness and contentment looks like in each of our lives. And then we can share those ideas together, those safety nets together, and we can start to increase this and build this. Okay. So today's a little bit of a daydream. I get it. But let's start to pull some of these pieces together because it's a very real conversation. And your wealth, it might mean many, many zeros. Your wealth also might be having more family or friend time, right? Or getting that coffee. Who knows? Just think of this, my friend, about your wealth, what you want that to look like right here and now, as well as down the road. Bright blessings on you. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on FeminineSageWisdom.com and let me know how this story resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle. Plus, you'll get my free priority pack when you do. Or if you want to dive into the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, check it out at FeminineSageWisdom.com as well when you join the FSW Circle. As always, if you have any questions or comments, contact me one-to-one. And I'm going to chat with you soon.